It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, September 12th. I'm Jay Gabler, and just want to let you know we are aware that people are talking about a story Paul McCartney shared regarding a memorable moment that he shared with John Lennon. We don't really have much to add to it.
Mm-mm, I don't think so. Lights were out. Feelings were had.
Well, that's one way to put it. Anyway, if you want to read that, you can. It's linked over in the music news section at thecurrent.org. We're not going to go further than that because we have other stories to talk about.
Yeah, and I'm Jade. Hi, hello. And on the way, we're going to look at one female musician who doesn't quite appreciate the gendered lens her music is reviewed through.
We're also going to talk about Article 13, what is it and what does it have to do with Rickrolling? Mm. First, let's hit a couple other music news headlines. Last night, thousands of Mac Miller fans gathered at Blue Slide Park in Pittsburgh to honor the late rapper's memory. If the name of that park sounds familiar, it's because Mac Miller took the name of the park for the name of his 2011 debut album. There is a slide in the park. It got a new blue coat of paint. Thousands of fans gathered, listened to his music, and Mac Miller's grandmother made an appearance to thank all Mac Miller's fans. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office won't pursue rape charges against Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys. Yesterday, the District Attorney's Office announced there's a police report filed earlier this year alleging that Carter raped a then 18-year-old woman in 2003. Carter denies the charge, and the DA says the statute of limitations has passed, so there won't be criminal charges moving forward with respect to that report. There's new Tom Waits music. For the first time in a couple of years.
I could listen to Tom Waits say or sing anything. I know he's such a divisive voice, but man, I just love that. It's like gargling some whiskey and saying whatever. So what's the new song about?
It is about protest.
Heck yeah, get in it.
Protest against fascists in Italy. The song is called Bella Ciao. It appears on a forthcoming album by guitarist Mark Ribot. The album is called Songs of Resistance, 1948-2018. It's a collection of protest songs with different singers voicing the various tracks. Steve Earle's on the album, Sam Amidon's on the album, and Tom Waits' song is Bella Ciao.
One fine morning, I woke up early. Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao. One fine morning.
So we've talked about this woman a lot, Mitski. She's got this new album called Be the Cowboy. It's on a lot of people's best of album lists, including my own. Well, just the other day, she was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and she played this live version of her song Geyser. But while she was there, she also kind of talked about the album, you know, this idea of Be the Cowboy, kind of explained what that actually meant, which was taking this myth of the Marlboro Man or Clint Eastwood, you know, that Hollywood version of a cowboy, and that sort of white male idea of freedom and arrogance, and where you just come into town, kick down a door, mess stuff up, and you still get to walk away the hero, and how she kind of wishes that she could embody that, but she can't as a Japanese-American woman. And that kind of led her into this whole discussion about how people, because she is a Japanese-American woman, they view the way that she writes music differently than they would if, say, a Clint Eastwood-esque man had been writing those songs.
There is so much effort in, like, taking away my authority or autonomy over my own music, because it's coming out of my own brain, and I have control over my own brain, but for some reason... For some reason, people really need to imagine me as some sort of vessel for emotion or like vehicle for music instead of the creator.
So I tried an experiment. I Googled confessional singer-songwriter just to see what the results would be.
Yeah.
And the first four results were mentions of female singer-songwriters, Tiff Merritt, Joni Mitchell, Mackenzie Scott, Gillette Johnson, and then a self-identified confessional singer-songwriter, a man who records as the Greater Tapestry.
Oh, see, that's sweet. And that kind of goes back into this whole thing of we have a sort of gendered way where we see musicians, and Mitski's right on in her quote, where when we hear music, we assume that when a female sings it, it's her pouring her tender little heart out. And if a guy sings in that way, he's just, you know, really digging deep for something or sharing a story that he's crafted. And it's never really seen as a female crafting a story.
You're my number one. You're the one I want, and I've turned down every hand that has beckoned me to come, 'cause you're the one I got.
Article 13. You might be seeing a lot of people talking about this online. And what's it about? What does it have to do with Europe, memes, huh? So let's dig into this a little bit. So what happened is just today, Wednesday, the European Union Parliament voted to advance a copyright law that could have big implications for how material is shared online. Article 13 is part of this law, and it's been getting a lot of discussion because this section of the law asks internet platforms like social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram, all that.
Exactly, all of them, to use, quote, appropriate and proportionate measures, end quote, to block copyrighted content. What this exactly ends up meaning is a little bit ambiguous, but what people, including the big tech companies themselves, are a little concerned this is going to lead to is the using of automatic filters to block copyrighted content. So if you think about where this theoretically could go, you could have automatic monitoring for any copyrighted content at all. So if you want to Rickroll your friend in Europe, that video,
which I do all the time,
your video could be blocked before it even goes up. But even people are talking about things like memes. Like you want to like post an image of, you know, Lord of the Rings with some witty, you know, words superimposed on top. That could automatically be blocked because that's copyrighted content.
Yeah. So how does that work with a meme that isn't necessarily copyrighted? That would probably get through the filter. This is a very, yeah, it's a very wide brush that they're using here.
Yeah. So this is the concern of tech companies, free speech advocates. A lot of people are concerned about this provision, but there are some artists, notably Paul McCartney, who've spoken in favor of this law. Politicians who favor the law say that, in the words of one EU Parliament member, quote, it will ensure that artists and creative alike are remunerated fairly. So there are arguments on both sides of the coin. One is that this is going to be too restrictive. The other is that, no, we can't just have artists' work being shared without them getting fair compensation. But specifically, how this gets put into effect is going to be really where the crux lies. The law does still need to be passed in January before actually going into effect, but it is expected to at this point. So you were actually just in Europe, Jade.
Yeah. And I actually spent some time, you know, I always have to talk music with every single person I meet. And one of those was this really cool new band. Well, let's just toss on the song.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Rickrolled.
Should have seen it coming.
Well, since we're talking about memes, let's talk about today's viral clip. It's a new trailer for a Coen Brothers, not a movie, TV series.
Oh, I didn't know that it was going to be a TV series. It does look very Coen-esque.
It's going to be a 6-part series coming to Netflix on November 16th. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It's going to star Tim Blake Nelson as a character who's described on the Wikipedia page for the series as a sharpshooting songster.
As soon as you see his image, you'll be like, ah, yes, that is him.
And in the trailer, he appears as a very chipper guy dressed in neat white togs and slinging a pistol. I was trying to think of actual singer-songwriters who are handy with a pistol, and the closest I could come up with was Elvis shooting out the TV. I don't know how much accuracy that took, though. The series also features actors including Liam Neeson, James Franco, and Tom Waits. And that's today's music news. You can watch that trailer, read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. If you enjoy this podcast, you can also get it coming up soon in email newsletter form. We haven't rolled it out quite yet, but if you want to be one of the first to get the Current's up-and-coming music news email newsletter, you can sign up at thecurrent.org/musicnews.